Welcome to Scholarly Slams. I am Braden Pittman, and before we start here today, I'd like to summarize the goal of this project. Professional wrestling can be a difficult entertainment medium to enter as a fan. There's endless history spanning between multiple television shows and live events, and the more you know, the easier and more fun watching modern shows becomes. That ultimately is the goal of this podcast, to lower the barrier of entry to professional wrestling by giving you the history and context behind your favorite promotions, wrestlers, and matches. Today's episode, we cover the promotions as they stand today, where to watch them, and what you should consider before diving in. I'll get a few vocabulary words out of the way now. A promotion is a company that performs wrestling shows. Some promotions work out of football stadiums and have large corporate office buildings. Some work out of bingo halls and are fully operated by one guy and a handful of wrestlers. Many promotions have a formal title such as World Championship Wrestling and an acronym that they go by that most fans use such as WCW. And this one's for a younger audience that may not understand the term pay-per-view, which is often shortened to. This is a type of television programming where you have to pay a premium price to watch an exclusive, often live event. Currently, only a few promotions still use the pay-per-view system, with most opting to host their biggest events on streaming services like Peacock, Netflix, or YouTube. These events are now called Premium Live Events, or PLEs. Now, without any further ado, okay, fine, a little bit more ado. So as I said today, we're going to talk about the promotions. I will briefly cover the substance, style, and stars of a few of the biggest and my favorite promotions, as well as where to watch them, so that we all have a basic understanding of where the biggest players play and your options as a viewer. Let's start with the biggest and what is likely your only touchstone to professional wrestling if you're new, WWE, or World Wrestling Entertainment. This is the promotion that has had the most mainstream following and crossover, with major events being promoted widely across social medias and TV, and with many mainstream stars such as Hulk Hogan, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and John Cena. WWE has been the world's biggest promotion for over 20 years after it bought out WCW in 2001. Since then, there has been no promotion that's approached its popularity. Their wrestling style varies between matches, they have a large talent pool, but the WWE style that is most commonly seen in big matches and at big pay-per-views is a cinematic, big spot style that relies on building up the crowd and then getting big reactions out of them as wrestlers hit their signature moves. It can be described as cinematic. Some notable current stars are Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, and Rhea Ripley. Because WWE has the lowest barrier to entry, is currently the most culturally relevant, and has the richest history of the major American promotions, it'll be the basis of a lot of our research to begin. WWE has three brands which act as promotions within the larger WWE umbrella. Monday Night Raw is historically considered the flagship show. It airs Mondays from 8 to 11 EST on USA, but is moving to Netflix starting in 2025. Raw typically has the most wrestling of any WWE show, usually having quite a few mid-card matches due to the show's long runtime. Most shows have a full recap of the important bits from Friday Night SmackDown, the other major show. SmackDown airs from 8 to 10 EST on Fox, but will be moving to USA in 2025. SmackDown is currently the flagship show, with the biggest stars and a bit more narrative focus than Raw. I said Raw is historically the flagship show because it probably will be again soon, but currently SmackDown holds that crown. Each of these shows have their own roster of wrestlers, and for the most part the wrestlers stay with their brand and fight only the other wrestlers on their brand. These two shows often have interplay between them, especially leading into major pay-per-views. NXT is the other brand of WWE, which acts as a developmental brand, showcasing new talent or young talent. Usually NXT stays to itself with little crossover to the other two shows, but occasionally a main roster talent will join NXT for a while to give the brand a boost, or an NXT startup will come to the main roster to give themselves a boost. The promotion is mainly used to prepare wrestlers to wrestle the WWE style and practice performing in front of an audience. It's sort of the college sports to WWE's professional sports league. NXT airs Tuesdays at 9 on USA. All of these shows air on Hulu the day after they air, with NXT also being available on Peacock after it airs. WWE has a pay-per-view basically every month. Every pay-per-view airs on Peacock. The big four premium live events are WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and the Royal Rumble. If you want to get started watching wrestling, watching the most recent pay-per-view is almost always a good start. Weekly TV is not required to watch these pay-per-views, as almost all matches have a recap before them showing what's led us up to this point. Next up, let's talk about AEW, or All Elite Wrestling, which is the second biggest major North American promotion. AEW claims to be where the best wrestle. AEW's style is somewhat unique among major promotions because they really do use a bit of everything. There's some spirit of deathmatch wrestling with big dangerous spots and a lot of blood. There are former WWE wrestlers that still wrestle a WWE style, and there are indie darlings and Japanese wrestlers that wrestle a highly technical and fast-moving style. AEW signs many big-name talents from different eras and promotions, and prioritizes great wrestling matches over great stories and promos. Not to say they don't have those, but the wrestling comes first. They have talent like Kenny Omega, Will Ospreay, Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, and Kazuchika Okada, all of whom at some point could have been considered the best wrestlers in the world. They do lack a dynamic women's division, although they do seem to have been trying to revitalize it lately. AEW is also known for collaborating with other wrestling promotions. They regularly have a Forbidden Door pay-per-view where wrestlers from AEW and New Japan Pro Wrestling fight each other, as well as doing regular cross-promotion with various Lucha Libre promotions. Dynamite is the flagship show with the most story progression. It airs Wednesday at 8 p.m. EST on TBS. Collision is their secondary show. It's mostly wrestling with some story progression. It airs Saturdays at 8 p.m. EST on TNT. Rampage is their third show where nothing really important happens, and if something does happen, it'll be shown on Dynamite. That airs Friday at 10 p.m. on TNT. AEW has no brand split. Most wrestlers move across shows regularly and could appear at every show in a week. AEW's big four pay-per-views consist of Double or Nothing, All Out, Revolution, and Full Gear, with Double or Nothing being considered the promotion's marquee event. They hold a handful of other pay-per-views as well throughout the year. The first word that comes to mind when I think of TNA is scrappy. Total Nonstop Action Wrestling, formerly Impact Wrestling, and then formerly TNA before that, is a sort of super indie. Their wrestling style is very similar to indie wrestling in some aspects, specifically their X division, which prioritizes high-paced and action-packed wrestling. The other main style is sort of a cross between the WWE style and indie wrestling, some would call it Memphis-style wrestling, which you'll see in a lot of the main event matches. As a show, TNA is very in-ring focused, but also is known for having some of the wackiest stories of any promotion. TNA was the second biggest American promotion during the 2000s and 2010s, and because of that, at one point, they had some of the biggest names in wrestling signed to that promotion. During that same time was also when they were using their six-sided ring. I highly recommend you go back and watch some of the matches during that time. Old TNA will have its day in the sun here sooner rather than later, and we can all go look back at some of its very interesting history. Notable current wrestlers include Moose, Josh Alexander, Mustafa Ali, Matt Hardy, and Jordan Grace. And some notable alumni include AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Sting, and Kurt Angle. TNA has a women's division, which they call the Knockouts division, although it isn't the most robust. Their weekly show is called TNA Impact, and it airs Thursdays. The easiest way to watch would be to become a channel member on their YouTube page, where you can watch all their weekly shows for $1 a month, and for $10 a month, you can subscribe to TNA Plus on their website to see their monthly PLEs. Next up, New Japan Pro Wrestling, often just shortened to New Japan, is the largest promotion in Japan currently, and has the most crossover with Western promotions. New Japan's style is very sports-based, with the major storylines almost always centering around championships, rather than just drama between wrestlers. Their most used fighting style is called Strong Style, which is just a way of saying the wrestlers are actually hitting each other very hard instead of pretending to hit each other very hard. This increased brutality and sports-based presentation means that New Japan Pro Wrestling is taken more seriously as a promotion and as a sport by many fans, because they take themselves seriously. New Japan Pro Wrestling currently does a lot of crossover with AEW, with multiple AEW wrestlers holding New Japan belts. Most New Japan events have English announcing available. Some notable figures in New Japan are Tetsuya Naito, Hiroshi Tanahashi, Jon Moxley, and Minoru Suzuki. New Japan started their women's division in 2022, and to be quite frank, it's not that good yet. New Japan's biggest event of the year is Wrestle Kingdom in the Tokyo Dome, held at the beginning of every year. You can watch New Japan by subscribing to NJPW World, their online streaming service. Their schedule's inconsistent and resembles the schedule of other professional sporting leagues, where events can land on any day of the week. I would recommend checking out the NJPW World website to see what's coming up. I haven't talked glowingly about the last few promotions' women divisions, but don't worry, there's good women's wrestling outside of the WWE. World Wonder Ring Stardom, often just called Stardom, is an all-women's wrestling promotion, and is New Japan's sister company, meaning they're both owned by the same group. Stardom is considered one of the premier wrestling companies in the world, and I consider their women's wrestling to be the best in the world. Their style is a mix between mixed martial arts and strong style, leading to some matches feeling like you're watching a fight in a video game. Stardom places heavy value on the attractiveness of their workers and releases multiple modeling catalogs and calendars a year featuring their wrestlers. Their most notable current wrestlers are Micah, Saru Anu, and Suzu Suzuki. Their notable alumni are Io Sky and Julia. Stardom also has their own streaming service, Stardom World, where you can watch all their events for about $6 a month. They have shows every week, but like New Japan, their schedule changes week to week. And then in this last section, we're going to talk about Lucha Libre. Lucha Libre is a Mexican wrestling style that's very action-packed and fast-moving. It's high-flying and at times cartoonish, and I mean that in the best way possible. I'm not super well-versed in Lucha Libre, so this is going to be more of a brief overview of the style than going in-depth about the companies. The wrestlers oftentimes wear masks, and the good versus evil is way more emphasized. The rules are way more different than the typical wrestling you see in the West or in Japan. Most wrestling styles were actually born from American wrestling, but Lucha Libre started independently from the American style wrestling, so the rules and techniques are very different. Both AEW and WWE showcase an Americanized version of Lucha Libre wrestling. AEW will bring in AAA and CMLL wrestlers to their shows, and occasionally AEW wrestlers will appear on Mexican TV for AAA or CMLL bouts. WWE has an entire fleet of Hispanic wrestlers that wrestle in an Americanized Lucha Libre style, spearheaded by the very popular Rey Mysterio, who's considered to be the most famous luchador of all time. The main promotions for Lucha Libre are AAA Worldwide and CMLL. Both promotions are very active on YouTube, and you can catch quite a few matches on there. AAA has a Pluto TV page where you can occasionally watch live shows, I think, and CMLL has a membership page on their YouTube where you can watch their live events for about $10 a month. Obviously, this is by no means a comprehensive list, but this is where I recommend you start. There are many European promotions with TV shows you can watch, and there are many independent shows. I would recommend that you look in your local area to try to find a show that you can attend live. All of the promotions that I listed today have matches that you can find online easily to see if you like the style and the wrestlers. You should give them all a try and see what you like. Thank you all for listening. Please check out our Instagram at @scholarlyslams for updates and polls. And I'm going to start the tradition now of giving you guys a match recommendation at the end of all of these. They're typically, I feel like, probably going to be pretty disconnected from whatever we're talking about, because I'm going to be giving match recommendations about the subject we're talking about. Today is sort of the exception, as I'm sort of doing an overview of all of wrestling right now. But this week, especially if you're new to wrestling, check out Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39. It was my favorite match of that WrestleMania. Even if you've seen it, it's probably worth going back and seeing it again. And just to finish here, watching wrestling yourself will teach you much more than I could ever teach you. So go out, watch some fights, have fun. And I'll see you all in class next week.